Yeah, well, this has been ongoing for years and probably should have never arisen in the first place if the locals were listened to in terms of what was happening with the sea in that area. But the pier has been built now, a huge investment, but it's simply not working. And every single year we're spending tens of thousands of euro dredging out beside the pier because the ferry can't use the pier at certain times and neither can the fishermen. So what is needed is a seawall. And finally, we have the council making an application to the department, but the department still haven't made a decision on it. And I've been speaking to the department and the minister's office, asking them to make a positive decision on this issue so that we can resolve this issue for once and for all.
What would the cost be of the project if the funding were to be granted?
There's different costs being announced, and obviously until the seawall was actually erected and out to tender, we wouldn't know for sure. But one thing that we do know is that in the next number of weeks, there's going to be another 37,000 euros spent dredging around that harbour area. And that's money basically wasted. It's not, if it was just this year, you could nearly forgive it, but it's every single year for the last number of years that this has to be done. And until the seawall is actually erected, you're going to see money like that, and the money obviously to dredge is actually increasing every year, you're going to see that wasted. So what we need is a real investment that will actually create a bit of employment locally in terms of actually constructing the wall, but will give that type of protection to the pier area so that the fishermen and the ferry, which is obviously a crucial access point to and the main access point to Tory Island, can be used all year round.